Peace be unto all.
Unto thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Temper Kebelon in the sixth tone. Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
Unto thee, O Lord, will I cry. O my God, be not silent unto me.
Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
Save, O Lord, thy people,
and bless thine inheritance.
A reading from the second epistle to Timothy.
Let us attend.
My son Timothy, be vigilant in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also unto all them that have loved his appearing.
Peace be unto thee that readeth.
Unto thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of a skin around about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down to unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Proclaim that the Messiah was coming and that there would be the kingdom of heaven would be revealed. Now, the message of St. John the Baptist is not a comfortable message for the 21st century Christian. For the 21st century Christian wants a mealy-mouthed Christianity which does not really reflect traditional faith at all. Traditional faith calls for a very different way of living, a very radical way of living. St. John the Baptist lived a radical life. He lived a life totally unaffected by the material things of this world. And he is, if you like, on the cusp, on the threshold of the kingdom, and he is an example of the old covenant and the new covenant. He bestrides the two of them in some special kind of way. The life that he shows us is one of radical rejection of the world. He doesn't wear fine clothes. He doesn't eat fine and sumptuous meals. He wears skins of animals and he eats locusts and wild honey. He doesn't have a conventional home. He lives in the wilderness. And from the wilderness, he proclaims the mystery and the wonders of the coming of the Messiah. What are we to learn from this? Actually, we need to learn to be radically Christian. We might need to learn to step out of the treadmill of this world in order to step into the serenity and the beauty of the kingdom of heaven. To do so in the 21st century is a radical step. It is something like St. John the Baptist of going into a wilderness. We might not be going into the sands and the deserts and the caves of Judea, but we are going metaphorically into that place when we try to live a radical Christian life, different from the way of the world. The Saviour's first proclamation after he is baptized is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the divine liturgy opens with the words, blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. It is this kingdom which we seek. It is this kingdom which we set about trying to come near. The Saviour says, it is at hand. It is near. It is almost tangible. But the only way to get to it is through repentance. This is not a comfortable message for the 21st century Christian who wants all the nice things about religion but does not want the sacrifice or the radical change to a way of life, but simply wants all the lovely, comforting things. To be a Christian in the 21st century will take us into a wilderness. It will take us into a kind of exile, even into our own land. It will take us to a place where the kingdom of God is nearer to us. But to do that, there is a radical step away from the pressures and the influences of present-day society. Today we remember the 70 disciples of our Saviour. Not one of them had a peaceful death. All of them were martyred for Christ our Saviour. Every single one of them. So it is a very radical thing that we try and seek to do. If we are to be disciples of Christ, we may be hated by the world. We may be despised and laughed at. We may even be killed for Christ's sake. But we have come near to the kingdom of heaven. For through that radical choice of becoming almost like St. John the Baptist and proclaiming that Christ our Saviour has come to deliver a different kind of kingdom, through that radical choice, we absent ourselves in some sense from the world and from its influences. Think today of our own Christian journey, of our own way of proclaiming Christ. Are we in any sense anywhere near the radicalism of St. John the Baptist, who steps out completely from society and lives an entirely separate and different kind of life? Or are we preferring the comfort of something that is diluted, something that is barely recognisable as apostolic Christianity? For if we want the kingdom of heaven to be truly at hand and nearby, truly tangible, truly a reality in our lives, we have a radical choice. The radical choice is to live an entirely different life, as St. Paul commends, to live, to walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh.